Carletto, publisher of New Observations magazine. We have the distinct honor of welcoming Giuliano Pozzotti from all the way from Brazil to join us on the New Observations podcast. Hello, Giuliano.
Hello, Mia. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Welcome to the show, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. It's a big, big pleasure to be with you, and I hope to share something really useful for you, for me, and for all our audience.
Well, I have no doubt that is exactly what will happen. Giuliano and I came to know each other through Rebecca Hardcastle Wright. Giuliano is on the board of the Institute of Exoconsciousness, which Rebecca has started. And he's also planning to come to South Dakota in July, as long as Brazil is and the U.S. reopen the ability to travel back and forth. But we're delighted that he'll be joining us at the conference in July, either physically or by telecommuting in with his presentation. So, Giuliano, could you share some information about your background and how you got involved in the exoconscious community?
Yeah, sure. I'm 37 years old, father of Lorenzo, I studied, I'm professionally speaking, I'm a marketing manager. I always had my own agency of communication and advertisement. I always work with communication. And spiritually speaking, I was raised as a Catholic, but I have amazing opportunity to be part of charismatic movement where I develop all my my mediumship and my sensibility for spiritual reality and multidimensionals. At this time, I learned a lot about healing techniques and spiritual stuff, but of course, under the dogma of Roman Catholic Church. When I was 20, I broke with that, of course, and I started my own search, working and searching and work, until a very special day where my partner came and shared a project with me about Chico Xavier. And he started this project, but it was actually stopped, freezed, archived. And then I say, what this thing is about? And when he started to tell me, I just, the feeling was like the word stopped. And I saw, hey, this is the main project of our company now. Let me join in. Let me participate. I have the skills and ability. Let's do it together. And then we produced the first documentary, The Deadline, according to Chico Xavier, which was a very interesting experience for me because since my young days where I was part of the charismatic movement, when I broke with the church, I just put it all in a box, and I said, okay, I don't want to deal with that. And then this project came to me and gave me the opportunity to reorganize these experiences inside of me, reorganize my sensibility, my mediumship, all my spiritual side, and things started to happen while we produced the documentary. Really nice things started to happen. And when we launched the documentary, which was worldwide success. We translated it in 8 different languages. It reached 200 countries around the world. We perceived that that documentary was just the beginning of the mission, of the work we had to do, and I just jumped in, no regrets, completely happy. I changed my entire company. I just had a kind of initiation and experience where you just look around to your life and say, there's no sense in keep doing this at this way. There was no sense to keep doing advertisement and marketing for, I don't know, cosmetics, luxury, sports management. I just wanted to work with consciousness expansion and things like that. So I just entered the flow and started to produce more documentaries, books, studies. Today we lead a philosophical movement called Circle in Brazil, the Circle. And that's my way so far. That's my way so far.
That's wonderful. I had not heard of Chico Xavier and his work until last August when Alfred Weber interviewed me after the conference last July. And he had been very familiar with Chico's work. And when I was describing the events at the conference on the Pine Ridge Reservation, it was as if a light bulb went on in Alfred's head, and he had a eureka moment and said that he believed this was the fulfillment of Chico's prophecy from the 1960s, that 50 years from then, which was July of 2019, on the weekend of July 19th, there would be signs in the sky that would confirm that we had that the possibility, we had passed by the possibility of World War III happening, and in fact we're now entering into our galactic family. And Alfred believed that the craft over the Sundance ceremony on July 20th was the fulfillment of that prophecy.
Yeah, I was very, very impressed when Rebecca said me, Rebecca Hartgesso just called me and told me the story and put us in contact. It's interesting how Chico Xavier is not well known in United States or all over the world out of the spiritist movement, because Chico Xavier is one of the most published authors of the Brazilian history. He received by psychography more than 500 books. With such a complexity, Chico was a very simple person, no school, no college, no university, nothing. And more than 500 books with a high level of philosophy, spirituality, poetry, science, and predictions are just, a very small piece of an entire and wonderful work he did. Of course, he was a very spiritualized guy, connected with the spiritist movement, charity, and things like that. Chico was really ambassador of this spiritual dimension. In 1971, he was for a TV show, interviewed in a TV show, was a kind of Pinga Fogo was the name. Pinga Fogo was like a political interview show. There was five, six journalists as interviewers, and the guy interviewed. The show organized the interviewers as non-religious guys. It was political, was something, a person from science, and people like this. And Chico was for this interview, and went to this interview, actually, in a very, very specific mission to talk about the planetary transition, the new world. All the religions around the world announces that there will be a time with signals, with social movements, and there will be a paradigm shifting. The Christianity called the New Jerusalem. The theosophy call it the Age of Aquarius. Quantum physics call it the quantum jump or things like that. And for the spiritism, they call it the planetary transition. Chico started to talk about it. And the interviewers got interested about it. When they asked it, how long time for the mankind discovered a life in other planets, started this new phase, then he started to say that since 1969, there was a kind of meeting in the dimensions around the planet Earth. High-level spirits and multidimensionals, extraterrestrials, joined together to see the movements of mankind. They were worried about nuclear questions, nuclear weapon, and also impressed about the moon mission. And then they decided to see and to follow up next 50 years of the advancements and challenge of mankind. And the Chico used it to say that they established a condition. The mankind shall not get into a World War III using nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons were the condition. And if mankind would get this goal until July 2019, that was last year, would be a kind of acceleration in the process of planetary transition. And among the facts, among the elements that would accelerate the planetary transitions were the contact with the extraterrestrials, open contact. The development of equipment that would be act like facilitators in the contact with the other dimensions, transcommunication and communication with the spiritual world using electronic devices, and healings, the expansion of all kind of healing techniques, and this new moment that shall give us a new meaning, like bringing spirituality to the center of our notion. And note that I am talking about spirituality, not religion. this is not a conversation about religion. This is a conversation of spirituality. Spirituality as a human nature aspect. This is a human nature aspect. This is organic. There is an organic impact of spirituality. And how this notion of spirituality, of the eternal human spirit moving through life, moving through different papers, to different holes, how this will change completely the paradigm and the way we see economics, the way we see financial world, the way we did our job, and things like that. When Chico said, when Chico shared about it at 1971, he was not understood completely, for sure. But through the years, the notion of these things just came up, and then now we look at back and we see, hey, okay, this guy knew something really, really interesting. And when you come and say that you were in a conference in July 20 and a large phenomenal, visual, physical phenomenon happened, I just can say it is all part of this amazing plan, this amazing project of planetary transition.
Well, interestingly enough, I have lived a mystical life from the time I was a small child, and in 2018, I visited the Pine Ridge Reservation. And when I got back to Vermont in early August, I was meditating in the morning, and the divine grace that came through me brought me to tears for almost an hour and a half, and I am sure that I felt the same energy that saints and mystics have felt throughout history, and I was told that I needed to move the next conference, which was to be in Vermont again, to Pine Ridge because of the energy out there in South Dakota, and of course the Black Hills are the heart of the country and quite possibly the heart of the world. I was completely transformed throughout the day when I look at my face in the mirror. I'm 64 years old, but on that day I would look like a 16-year-old girl in the mirror. And immediately made plans to move the conference to Pine Ridge and go out there myself for almost a year, which I did a couple of months later. And at the conference, well, backing up just a bit, the conference last year originally was supposed to be in May, and no matter what I did, the dates would just not work out. So I canceled the conference in May and chose the July dates, and as soon as I did, everything fell into place. Everything. Yeah, it was magic happens all the time in my life, but it was truly magical to watch, you know, the universe at work. And that Saturday, the 20th, I had arranged for our attendees to attend a sacred Sundance ceremony, which is very unusual. And there was a craft above the Sundance for about an hour and a half, and everyone saw it at the time. People came back, and we had a few more presentations, and then a caravan of cars was formed to go out into the Badlands that same afternoon around 6:30, and I was in the first car with Whitley Strieber and Alan Steinfeld of New Reality and a few other people. And all of a sudden, I looked up, and our entire car was surrounded by hundreds of pink and golden angelic orbs, hundreds. And about 30 or 40 of them came inside the vehicle and were dancing around inside. And they accompanied us the entire 25-mile drive to the Badlands. So I absolutely knew that something extraordinary had happened energetically surrounding our being there and the opening of a portal there. And a few days later, on Tuesday, when I was driving back to my place in Wasta and going through the Badlands again, I received the message that everything that was meant to occur during the conference, in fact, did occur. And I just felt such gratitude for being able to be a part of it.
That's an amazing story. That's amazing, amazing story. To see, and I just feel like how we all are connected. We have the very same agenda, you know, as we all are part of that. I just feel really small in front of all these reality, but at the same time, listening to you, we just feel a little bit special, part of something special. We are small and at the same time so singular in the whole to play. So nice to hear that.
Well, I too was raised Catholic, and I certainly was influenced to some extent by Catholicism. I love the beauty and pageantry. However, I have enormous problems with all the child molestation, and have numerous friends who were in fact molested by the priests. But it's not about, as you say, it's not about organized religion. It's about spirituality and our spiritual selves. Because once we align with that, our lives are transformed and everything falls into place.
Sure. And once again, we remember the words of Paul when he said, "It is the same Spirit moving everything everywhere. It is same Spirit. It is
yes.
It is the same. It is, you know, the richness of all the spirituality. Spirituality is a organic part of our life, of who we are, no matter religion, no matter dogma, no matter the culture. It is this force that moves everything, everybody, everywhere, and this perception just make us community, the common unit that inhabit us. The common unit that makes us the real temple, the real religion, the real spirituality. That is that notion of united, that notion of cosmic family. It is one of the most powerful ideas that this whole stuff of extra consciousness is bringing for us, in my opinion.
I agree. I definitely agree, and that is permeating all of the kingdoms as well, the angelic, the elemental, the animal kingdom, the mineral kingdom. We are all interconnected. We are all working together, and it's an extraordinary thing once that realization is completely accepted, the vast horizons that open up for each and every one of us.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So Chico had been unknown to me until Alfred Weber brought up his name, and to learn that he had sold 50 million copies of his books and given away the proceeds to charity is an extraordinary testament to his nature.
Oh yes. It is really it is not well understood or well understood, in Brazil, the size and the greatness of his job. As I told you before, and as far as we are counting, we have more than 500 books received through psychography. Chico used it to realize a service, a public service of lettering for families who lost their beloveds. So Chico received more than 10,000 letters from spirits, from people who passed away. And of course, he was involved with all charity projects you can imagine. The work of Chico, the books, were really well divided. The first one published was a collection of poetry, actually 64 different poets, dead poets, came from the tombs to write through the hands of Chico Xavier. And
wow.
You imagine, we are talking about a guy with close to 20 years old, really simple, from a very small city that is Pedro Leopoldo in the state of Minas Gerais, really poor, raised with his father and stepmother, a lot of brothers to help to raise, and this you guys, of course, this is a little bit new, but this is Brazilian reality. Very simple houses, big families, no money, and people fighting every day. Chico was something like that. And this first book was something really, really amazing because called the attention of the Brazilian Academy of Letters. It is a kind of society of the greatest writers and authors in the country. And there is a limited number of chairs, and it's a very, you know, important organization, the Brazilian Academy of Letters. And one of the members of Brazilian Academy read the poetries and the book and said, okay, if Chico Xavier wrote all this book by himself, he deserves to choose any chair he wants in our academy, because he represents kind of 30 different authors' styles in the same book. Was something amazing, of course, called the attention of all the country. And after that, and that's, Mia, that's really interesting. The very second book, it is Letters from a Death. There was a book received by his mother, Maria João de Deus. Maria was his mother, and she come back from the tomb to write through his hands. And one really interesting thing is that this is a book from 1930s. she wrote something like she would love to meet Saturn, the planet Saturn, and her master in the spiritual world said, okay, I will bring you to Saturn to know. And she said, she described in the book, we just set in our mind our destiny. And 1 second after, we were there. And she started to describe Saturn. She started to describe a lot of beings and multidimensional realities. And we are talking about a book from 30s. It's not this high fashion. Today it's really cool to talk about extra consciousness, sense, mediumship, and things like that. But we are talking about a book from 30s received for a very simple guy in a very simple city, very poor city, countryside in Brazil. And it's simply amazing. And there is the romances of 2,000 years ago. There is the romances of medieval age. There is the books explaining, for example, the connection between science and spirituality. And as far as our researchers advance in the study of the books, we discover, for example, more than 80 predictions of medical advancement that was part of the books of Chico Xavier 30 years before it happens in physical reality. So it's really, really remarkable work to know the work of Chico Xavier.
That was true of Madame Blavatsky as well. She had many predictions, scientific and other predictions that were, you know, decades and decades in advance. Chico Xavier is just a remarkable human being, and he lived a long life as well, didn't he? Didn't he live into his 90s?
Yes, yes. And that's curious that Chico used it to say he had 75 years of spiritual work on Earth, 75 years working hard with mediumship. And he lived the physical body with 92 in 2002. And was really interesting because he used it to say, I already should die. I'm doing this extra job. No, this is not right. I couldn't go before because they are praying for me to stay. They are praying for me to stay. But I want to go. Yeah. I want to go. I have my job. And then for a close friend, he said, I will use a moment where Brazilians will be very, very, very happy. And then I just escape. I just escape. And believe me or not, Chico Xavier passed away in the very same day Brazilian won the World Cup of Soccer.
Oh, wow. How exciting. Fantastic.
Yeah. Brazilians were celebrating the World Cup and Chico Xavier just skated.
Wow. That is remarkable. What a great exit.
Yeah.
Do you have any specific information from Chico regarding what's going through right now? intense change and the coronavirus, which is hitting the whole world, and the protests and some of the violence that's erupting. Did he have anything to share with us about how to cope with these problems today?
What I, how I connected this idea of deadline that Chico gave us, the transitory planetation, the planetary transition, and coronavirus. I just think that, as described by Allan Kardec, that was the decoder of the first Spiritist movement in France, the next stage of our planet will be a next stage that we will dedicate ourselves to depurate our souls, our spirit, and to, you know, to overcome the primary instincts. We'll be the kind of society that will be extra-conscious. The good will overcome the evil. The good tendencies will be overcome. We will overcome, and things like that. So, a pandemic like that has many different sides and many different views and perspectives. I just feel like we have to use this opportunity to see each other as we are, as human beings, as divine beings, having an experience on this land. And we have to use it to, you know, upgrade our sense of goodness, our sense of justice, our sense of brotherhood. If there is a truth of this virus, is that he is very democratic. It kills rich, poor, black, white, old, young people. It brings all of us to the same floor, to the same ground as humans. And at the same time, it gives us the opportunity to look inside and to see this common unit that makes us community. Community. We have to take care about each other. I am what I am because of what we are. This Ubuntu philosophy of South Africa natives has to be put in the right place, in the center of our society. I'm what I am. I am what I am just because what we are together. I just feel like there is a lot, but really a lot of stuff in Chico Xavier work to be reviewed, to be studied, and that gives us tricks to deal with this moment. But if there is a phrase of Chico Xavier that makes a lot of sense, he used it to say, "It passed too." If it is a good thing happening in your life, it will pass. If it's a bad thing happening in your life, he used to say, it will pass too. Everything pass. Everything pass. Just one thing remains, and this thing is the power of love, the work of love that we are capable to do.
I completely agree with that, Giuliano. And also, I do feel that death is not, the time of our death is not arbitrary. You know, of course, we have multiple possibilities throughout our lifetime in terms of when we'll leave, but we do have free will and choice. So my personal feeling about this is that the universe has been fairly gentle with us comparatively speaking. You know, something as horrible as this is, something far worse could could have come along.
Yeah, imagine the condition to hitch this acceleration was avoid the World War III and to avoid the use of nuclear weapon. That's the information we have from future year. And then we are surprised because we are actually in World War III, but against a common enemy. It is a different war. It is a different way. So how or when in the history of mankind, billions of human beings have the same subject?
Yeah, no matter, as you say, no matter, you know, race, creed, gender, we're on a level playing field. Everyone is being impacted. And that's a real, you know, reminder of how similar we all are, which we forget. I think we have lost Giuliano here, so I think we will stop for now.